Oh, I got a treat for you. New Spike Jones record. Spiked, it's called. A lot of material on it that I've never heard before. We're going to start with Hotcha Cornea, Black Eyes. That's starting in just a minute or two. But first, I want to tell you what I'm going to be doing. First, I want to tell you who I am. Steve Charney, that's my name. Comedy's the game. The name of the program is called Knock on Wood. You might want to know that also. Trout Fishing in America, playing that later. Tommy Dorsey and the Clam Bake 7. Harry's going to be in. We got an ambitious routine. We got a big routine for you. So if you like the kind that continue out throughout the show, you know, with a theme, we got it for you. And Bonnie Phipps. We're going to start off with that Spike Jones, as promised. Okay, sure. That's Spike Jones, of course. We play a lot of him on the program, and that's from Spiked, the music of Spike Jones on Catalyst. They're on BMG Classics. Harry's here.
Sure, I'm here, Steve.
You ready to perform the skip with me?
Yeah, I'm psyched. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, it's my line first. Let's see. So, Harry, you've had to go to summer school, haven't you?
Well, just for a few days, Steve, just to make up some things.
And I heard you having trouble in school.
It's true, Steve. I failed the spelling test because I couldn't spell the word sense.
Well, which sense? There are different ones.
As in, I haven't seen my friends since last Thursday.
Ah, I see.
Hey, Steve.
What?
I gotta go out for a few minutes. Harry, that's not in the script. I know. Put them in the recording or something. I'll be back in just a few minutes, Steve.
Where do you have to go?
You know.
I didn't know wooden dolls had to do that.
Steve, please, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, you should have thought of that earlier. I just can't stop a routine in midstream here.
It's an emergency.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. Imitate my voice until I come back.
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
I've heard you imitate my voice before. You're very good at it.
I feel like it's sort of cheating on the listeners.
This is radio. They can't tell the difference whether I'm talking or it's you imitating me. Come on, Steve. I have to leave. Now!
All right. Get out of here.
I'll be right back, Steve.
Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. I'll just have to pretend to be Harry. Okay, let's see. He said, I haven't seen my friend since last Thursday. Terrible joke. Just terrible. Okay, now I say, well, how's your French class going?
My French is great, Steve. Go ahead. Ask me something in French.
You know? I'm not bad at this. I bet you listeners had a lot of trouble distinguishing the real Harry from my imitation. Well, that comes from listening to him for so many years. I can do that. Okay, let's see. It's my line now. Okay. Yeah, I will ask you something in French, Harry. Parlez-vous français? Huh? Parlez-vous français?
What?
I said, do you speak French?
Oh, of course I do. Why did you say that in the first place?
Hey, this is working out. Is it real or is it Memorex? I bet you can't tell. Let's see, next joke. Well, can you read Spanish?
Yeah, when it's printed in English.
How's your geography coming along?
Geography's good, Steve. Ask me any question at all.
All right, where are the Pyrenees?
You know, if you put things where they belong, you'd be able to find them.
Where's Mexico?
On page 10 of the geography book.
Yeah. I like this. I like this a lot.
Okay, Steve! I'm back! Give me back my script!
I don't think so, Harry.
What do you mean you don't think so? Come on, we have work to do.
You mean I have work to do? I just found out I don't need you.
What do you mean you don't need me? Without me, the show crumbles.
No, you see, my impersonation of you is so good, I just found that out, that I realized I can cut out the middleman. Why hassle with you all the time when I can just do the work myself?
Yeah, let's hear your impersonation of me.
All right, listen to this joke. What did Caesar say when Brutus stabbed him?
What did he say? He said, ouch!
See, that was pretty good, huh? I bet you couldn't tell the difference yourself if you were listening to the radio.
Oh, Steve, you don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. Sure, you have the tone quality down pretty well, and the inflections aren't too bad. But what you're missing is the soul, the pathos, the heartfelt intensity that I bring to a piece of comedy. Go ahead, get rid of me. But with me, you'll be losing the essence, the genius, the artistry of Knock on Wood. What you'll have is a hollow imitation, an empty shell of the real thing.
Sounds all right with me. What about you, Harry?
Yeah, sounds all right with me, too. I like the idea.
Corner on a stool, I'd sit 'cause I broke a rule, but I'd show them that I'm no fool if I had rhythm in my nursery rhymes. Tra-la-la-la-la won't get me far, lately I've been thinking, if I had a little bit of rhythm, I could be a Washington or a Lincoln. Simple Simon at the fair, met a pieman who was there, about those two guys I don't care, I need rhythm in my nursery rhymes.
If you go out in the woods today, be sure for a big surprise. If you go out in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely day today. Watch them catch them unaware and see the picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout. They never have any care. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears.
Trout fishing in America. It's called Big Troubles. And that's a song that's been done a lot, but that was a nice version of it, so I decided to play it. And before that, Tommy Dorsey and the Clambake 7. He was in the big band era. This was another group of his that Steve Zucchini lent me that cassette. Actually, he made a copy of it for me. It was very nice. Very nice of him. You know the Zucchini brothers. They've been on the show before. And it is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. If you're tuning in now for the first time, let me tell you what's going on. I just found out how well I could imitate Harry's voice. I always thought I needed him. But when he stepped out and I took over both voices, I found out that people can't tell the difference. So why not get rid of Harry and just impersonate him from now on?
And I'm telling you that if you do that, you'll be losing all the soul, the pathos. You'll have nothing but a shallow carbon copy of a great comedic genius. Mainly me.
Yeah, but if I get rid of you, I won't have a loose cannon running around the studio anymore. I'll finally be able to get to a show without you sabotaging the program with all your cackamamie ideas. We can have a peaceful show. I'll read some poetry. I'll sing some nursery rhymes. Your character can be more mellow and sweet. We can finally sound like other public radio programs. You think I like sticking out like a sore thumb?
Okay, you do whatever you want. When your ratings drop to nothing, don't come crying to me.
All right, so get out of here.
Don't I even get a 2-week notice?
Get out of here!
Hey, I'm a member of this station. I've paid my dues. That makes me as much part of this station as you. If I don't want to leave, I don't have to.
I can't believe I'm sitting here arguing with a doll. Do you see why I want to fire you? There's no need to fight with you anymore. But if you insist, then just go sit in the corner and don't say anything. From now on, your status is as a listener, nothing more. You no longer have an active part in this show.
Yeah, well, that's gratitude for you. That's all I can say.
Now, I wrote a new script during that last recording. One that reflects a kinder, gentler Harry. The one that I imitate. So, Harry?
Yeah?
Not you. Him.
Yeah?
What are your favorite things in life?
Oh, I love all beings, great and small. I love chocolate sundaes, if they're fat-free. And I love puppy dog tails. When I grow up, I want to help the world by ending poverty and hunger. Now, boys and girls, let's sing a beautiful song. A song of love.
Oh, man, you are pathetic!
Love makes the world go round. Love makes the world go round. Everyone sing it home. Love makes the world go round.
That does it! That does it!
That does what?
I'm suing!
You can't sue. You're a puppet.
Listen, I spent years developing my character, giving it just the right blend of nastiness, yet lovability too. Do you think this character sprang full-blown overnight? Children love me because I've cultivated a healthy disrespect for authority that children can love and appreciate. I'm the naughty kid that gets away with it, but deep down has a heart of gold. Now, in just a few minutes, you've brought this wonderful, subtle, complex, well-grounded character into this. I'm suing.
But I like this new Harry. He's a vehicle of love, and he doesn't bug me. He always gets good marks in school, when there is school. He listens to his parents. Mainly me. He's going to grow up to be a respected member of society, not a parasite like you. Aren't you new, Harry?
I love going to school and helping my teachers keep order in the classroom. And I love to rat on my fellow students. All children should be just like me.
You know you're a sicko? I'm getting my lawyer!
And I love sugar plums and helping my mother around the house. And I always keep my room nice.
Yeah. Let's all sing the rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song. Let's take turns and rhyme together, the rhyming song.
I was hungry, now I'm not,
the rhyming song, the rhyming song.
'Cause I ate some beans and grapes,
the rhyming song.
Let's all sing the rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song.
Let's take turns and rhyme together, the rhyming song.
I left my knees in your car, the rhyming song, the rhyming song. My laundry's ready at 9:30, the rhyming song.
Let's all sing the rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song.
Let's take turns and rhyme together, the rhyming song.
Blink, the stars are twinkling in the sky,
the rhyming song, the rhyming song.
There's no hot water in my hotel,
the rhyming song.
It's not the rhyming song,
the rhyming song, the rhyming song.
I know it's not the rhyming song,
the rhyming song.
Ah, brother,
what do we do now?
I don't know.
The rhyming song, the rhyming song.
Let's all jump up and down and wave our arms and get out the stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song.
Well, you, what are you doing? Sorry, you know what? Get off the stage. Will you stop that? Come on, give me your arm. I thought you were the song.
Not want me to sing something for you?
Well, probably not right now, Piggy.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Well, sure.
When?
When what?
When do I sing?
Well, you'll sing when the time is ripe.
Oh, yeah? Well, ripe this! Hi-ya! Oh.
In the city and the other on the farm.
Madalena, Catalina, Hoopensteiner, Wallendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name.
She had two lips in the middle of her face. One was for kissing, the other just in case.
Madalena, Catalina, Hoopensteiner, Wallendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name.
She wore a shoe size 27 and a half. One took a shower, the other took a bath.
Madalena, Catalina, Hoopensteiner, Wallendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name.
This old gal was 10 feet tall. She slept in the kitchen with her feet in the hall.
Madalena, Catalina, Hoopensteiner, Wallendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name.
A 10-ton truck hit Madeline. The owner had to buy a new machine.
One, two, a one, two.
Can clocks tell time? Do chairs ever sit? Do mirrors remember? Do windows forget?
What?
Do clouds like to sleep? Does the wind learn to fly? Does the sea hold a boat? Does the earth hold the sky?
These are the questions I ask every day, on my way, on my way, on my way. These are the questions I ask every day, on my way, on my way, on my way.
Is the sun ever cold? Does the moon ever yearn?
Does the night start to smile as it turns into dawn? Do pillows wake up? Do wheels ever walk? Do fish see the sky? Do teeth ever talk?
These are the questions I ask every day. On my way, on my way, on my way.
Let's hear you do it. Here comes a good one. Do mountains feel fat? Do rivers feel thin? Do buttons feel better when they're out or when they're in?
I think they're out.
Yeah, when they're out.
Do ants feel tiny and elephants grand? Can fingers make music? Can oceans make sand? Oh, these are the questions I ask. On my way, on my way, on my way. Oh, these are the questions I ask every day. On my way, on my way, on my way.
Okay, here comes my favorite. Would airplanes like feathers? No. Would fish like some fur? Would bananas like zippers? Can cantaloupes purr? No.
Does the world get dizzy from turning around? And what would happen if the sky were the ground?
Uh-oh!
Help! These are the questions I ask every day. On my way, on my way, on my way. Oh, these are the questions I ask every day. On my way, on my way, on my way.
Keep
and Sean's. That was their first album, Tickles You. Mike Thaler wrote the words to that. Mike Thaler is a friend of the program, frequent guest. Before that, we heard Bonnie Phipps, Monster Vacation. No, Monster's Holiday is the name of the cassette. Magdalena Hagelina. Actually, she calls it Magdalena Catalina. Different versions of it. I sing Magdalena Hagelina. But she sings a little differently, and that's okay. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. I'm feeling great. If you're just tuning in, maybe you don't know why. But I'm finally rid of Harry. You see, I found out that I'm as good as Harry at imitating his voice. Well, if I can do as good a job as him, why keep him around, right? So I fired him. And now I can control Harry's character so much easier. He can be sweet and kind now. Right, Harry? I love you, Steve. Can I have a hug? Sure, Harrikins. Oh, see how nice he is. And I love all the children who are listening to this program. Isn't that nice?
Is it in, Doc? Steve, I told you I was getting my lawyer. Here he is.
So, is this the culprit? Charney, you're in deep trouble.
Dr. Fenstermacher? I thought you were a doctor. What are you doing practicing law?
I do a little law on the side. And my client here tells me that you have co-opted his character. A character that he has spent 15 years developing.
So?
So? It's illegal, is so. You can't go turning Harry into Barney.
I like Barney.
You've Barnified Harry.
And we're suing, right, Doc?
You're not suing anyone. I dug out your contract during the last record. Harry, look at this. You don't have a leg to stand on.
Let me see that contract. The aforementioned party, the first part, so-and-so, so-and-so, to the party of the second part, to the party at the college door next Saturday, bring your own, Communist Party, party line, it's my party and I can cry if I want, a party of such sweet sorrow.
Doc, what are you doing?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, I sometimes do that. What were we talking about?
Do you see anything in Harry's contract that says that I can't fire him?
No. But then again, this contract will never hold up in court.
Why not?
Look at it. It says here that Harry will work for the rest of his life on radio for zero amount. He can be fired at any time with no recourse, and he has no other rights.
So, it's a standard radio contract. I've got one myself.
Slavery is illegal in this country.
Yeah, but Harry signed it.
I did.
There's your signature.
But I can't write. I'm just a doll. You signed it for me.
Yeah, I sign everything for you. That'll teach you to be a doll. Next time, be born as a human.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to serve you with this writ.
Listen, Doc, if you're not careful, I'll start imitating your voice, too. You can be fired as well.
You wouldn't dare.
Watch me.
No. I believe you. Harry, I'm afraid the defense has the upper hand. Steve, you couldn't imitate Dr. Fenstermacher's voice.
Sure I can. Listen.
Steve, Harry is totally wrong. I'm sorry to have bothered you with this little lawsuit problem. In fact, let me write you out a check for a few $1,000s.
Gee, you sure do that well.
Listen, Steve, and this is the real me talking, not some shoddy imitation. Why don't you boys compromise?
Compromise?
Sure. You both need to settle out of court. Now, the way I see it, you let Harry stay on the show and read all his lines and continue to develop his character.
Yeah, and?
Harry will refrain from blowing up the radio station, destroying your home and loved ones, and generally turning your life into a living hell.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Would you really do that to me, Harry, if I fired you?
There's already a time bomb set to go off somewhere in this room.
Wait a second, that's blackmail.
Oh, I wouldn't use that word.
I mean, it's not blackmail?
Oh, it's blackmail. I just wouldn't use it.
Well, I guess I have no choice. I know what Harry is capable of.
Great. Sign here, and I'll be out of your way.
There we go.
Thank you. So long, boys. Harry, I'll send you a bill in the mail.
Well, Harry, now that things are back to normal, don't you think you could work on being a little sweeter?
Oh, I guess so, Steve. A little sweetness wouldn't hurt.
Thank you. Now let's kiss and make up.
Sure, Steve. Ooh, that was a nice one.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
The time bomb, Steve. I forgot to defuse it.
Really? When is it set to go off?
Oh, don't worry, Steve. It's not set to go off for...
Harry, you've done it again to me.
Sorry, Steve.
You gonna help me clean up around here, Harry?
Of course I am, Steve. It's the new me. The sweet me.
Steve, will you stop imitating my voice?